Hello. You are listening to We Own This Town Music, a podcast dedicated to showcasing new and notable music from Nashville and surrounding areas. I'm your host, Michael Eads, and this is volume 142. We've got another great episode of local music for you. If you haven't already, go hit us up on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your shows, and subscribe. We've got a bunch of stuff going on over here at weownthistown.net. Speaking of which, this show is part of a network of shows under the We Own This Town name. We're a collective of podcasts brought to you by Nashville hosts covering a wide range of topics. Just this week, we had Alex Steed of Nashville Demystified talking through the history of independent beer in Nashville. Fascinating. Olivia Ladd covering the history and the influence of Joy Division on the latest episode of Band Splainer. Liquid Gold talked to rum legend Ed Hamilton about Tea Punch. I didn't even know there were rum legends, but they talked to him, and it was really fascinating, with another episode coming soon. There was Thick as Thieves with an episode about Italian art heist in a church and how that applied to a lot of heists having to do with crucifixion paintings, including a Dali called the Blob of Christ. And Rian Archer talked to Sassiopathic about her experiences as a drag queen in town. That's a lot of cool stuff, and that's not even everything. So, yeah, head over to weownthistown.net, check out the podcasts, start listening. I promise it's all good stuff. I got a lot of good feedback on the last episode, some praise on the internet. It was a rare, great feeling. Praise on the internet. Maybe that'll be the title of this episode. I don't want to jinx it, though, but thanks, everyone, for complimenting me. I mean, what else can you say? Thank you. So before we jump into the music, I want to just run down a real quick list of some items to be aware of. Sad Baxter, Only, and Repeat Repeat all released new songs this week that are not included on this episode, but you should definitely check them out at your earliest convenience. The band Telephones are playing Saturday night, April 27th at Dark Matter, and it is apparently their final show. It's kind of a bummer, but better to know than to not know. Eve Merritt released a deluxe edition of her No More Running album with three new bonus tracks. Evan P. Donahue is running a Kickstarter for his third full-length LP entitled Page of Wands. If you like Evan P. Donahue, like I do, go back the Kickstarter. It's on weownthistown.net. It's a news item there. We do news items there. Cold Lunch Recordings has another festival up their sleeve called Under the Sun that is set for launch on June 8th. So hit up Under the Sun Fest _ on Instagram and find some details. So that's just like a quick list, you know, things that you should be aware of. Let's get into the music. Let's just start it off. Dive into it, right? All right, here we go. Thank you. That was Dee Watusi with Brother and Sister from their 2013 release, Dark Party. I love that album. I've always loved that album from when it was released to now. Really got some staying power there. You know, not to be a downer, it's quite a bit of a downer. But in listening to the latest episode of Bandsplainer, where Olivia Ladd talks about the history of Joy Division and the unfortunate story of Ian Curtis, it really got me thinking about this band, Dee Watusi. If you're not familiar with Dee Watusi, there's an extremely tragic tale involving the passing of one of the principal members. Suicide is always a gut-wrenching shame, and this case is no different. I didn't really know Ben Todd personally, but he did a lot of great things for Nashville on the whole, and this record is a hell of a legacy for him to leave. If you've not heard it, it's linked on the episode show page over on their SoundCloud. I'm not sure it even exists anywhere else, but this is a killer record, top to bottom, extremely good. Kind of a bummer, but, you know, Bandsplainer got me thinking about it, thought I'd throw a shout out to them. Please go listen to this Dee Watusi record. I think it will easily enter your best of list, like all-time best of list. It's that good. It's not even hyperbole. It's that good of a record. All right. Sorry for the bummer, but it's a damn good song, and it's a piece of Nashville history that should be well remembered. Let's continue. Something entirely different.
With subliminal sadness, was it worth the pain? If I'm giving in to madness, the illness, will it all go to waste? I feel fine, wishing I was better. Just give me some time. This couldn't last forever. If I had to choose, I wouldn't make a move. Standing right here next to you. Don't worry. Don't worry about it. You were my favorite possibility. Fall back on my own. Been stuck on falling between. You know it's impossible to fight the bigger things. You were the only part that I could believe. Messing up my mind. Maybe I'll check out. Push it down and pull it all together. Standing right here next to you. Don't worry. Don't worry about it.
That was Joni featuring Van Tung with the newest single, Orpheus. I'm dipping my toe into the world of Nashville pop with that one, but I gotta tell you, Joni's fully immersed in the scene. Not only is this song like a fantastic example of the kind of dreamy, danceable pop music that's being made around town, but he also hosts a podcast called Yada Yada that interviews a slew of people from that scene about like their process, what it's like to be making pop music in Nashville, their experiences along the way. He also runs Ooko, O-O-K-O, Studio over in Berry Hill, where they have shows, they have an affordable recording space, they have art galleries. I swear this is not an ad for Joni, but I'll be damned if he isn't doing all the right things. So I'm actually going to head over to Ooko this Sunday to see a bunch of bands and some DJs. Maybe I'll get the nerve to say hello to him. So I'm really excited to hear more from Joni as things progress. That song is really great. Cool collaboration. Really awesome production, really great sounds. I am admittedly don't know much about the Nashville pop scene and really might just have to have Joni in to educate me on it, much like Lance Konzett did. So lots to learn there, but I'm enjoying these little bits and pieces that sprout up along the way. Okay, let's keep going, right? All right, here's another one. That was Cognizant Living from Future Crib off of their EP Beamish, released back in 2018. That song is probably the most in-your-face guitar-heavy of the entire release, but it was really up my alley, so I picked it. I'm going to be perfectly honest, it's not really a fair representation of their sound, but it's a damn fun song. So there it is. That's why I picked it. It called to me. So I selected it. That doesn't mean the rest of the record isn't worthwhile in its own regard. It certainly is. I really like it a lot. But that song, there's a squelchy guitar in there. I had to do it. The band recently released the demos to the Beamish EP. So if you're like me, you can go listen to the studio release, the full proper album, and then go back and listen to the demos and see how things originated. I don't know what it is, but I really love hearing an early recording of a song just to see how it changed over time. I've spent probably way too much time listening to demos from bands that I enjoy just to see what was different. What changed over time? Was that a decision from the band to change those things? Was there a producer involved? Were the demos meant to be just weird little bedroom recordings to capture ideas? There's a lot of questions to be answered there, and sometimes the demo is better than the final song. All right, next up, a new single from Patrick Dampier.
Scared off his only son.
Patrick Damphier with Pretend It off his February 2019 debut full-length Say I'm Pretty. For full transparency, Say I'm Pretty was released on YK Records, the record label that I curate, so a little bit of self-promotion there. But, you know, just because I put the album out doesn't mean I don't honestly enjoy the music. I absolutely do. I was a fan first, and then record label role second. True story. Patrick just released a video for this song that was directed by Joshua Shoemaker and features Molly Pardon. It's a pretty clever video featuring a lot of camera pannings, backward singing, and, well, just go watch it. It's not an easy thing to explain with words on an audio podcast. It's a thing that you need to see with your eyeballs. It's also a great song, so, yeah, go check out the video. We'll link it on the episode detail page. And here's the self-promotional bit. You should also buy the album. Please and thank you. All right. Nice work, Patrick. And next up, a new song. Rust Under the Hood. So here's a little story. While I was compiling tracks for this episode, I bounce around the internet. I look at Bandcamp. I look at No Country for New Nashville. I look at a bunch of different blogs and various sources for new music to include here. And I ran across the track premiere, this song, Rust Under the Hood, from the Nashville Cream. And I was pretty intrigued. I picked up the album, Ace, on the outspeaker. And now I'm even more intrigued. I've only given the album a listen like once through from top to bottom, but it's a really fascinating combination of like program sounds, like little krautrocky kind of drums, which is noted in the Scene's article. I am definitely lifting that description. So programmed drum sounds and a lot of organic sounds like fiddle and violin, etc. There's something about the vocals that I'm having a hard time articulating, but they seem really familiar to me. I'm going to resist the urge to compare them to another band. There's just something languid and urgent about them, like a drunken poet. Maybe that's like a hilariously esoteric description, but that's the imagery that's conjured in my mind. It's a pretty wild record. It feels small and intimate, but also sprawling and full of layers. I think I'm just going to have to sit with it for a while, but I'm really into this. Great record. Crave On, the song Rust Under the Hood from Ace on the Outspeaker. One listen from top to bottom, and I'm kind of mesmerized, so I can only imagine that listen two and three and beyond will only reveal more layers of the rewarding onion. Man, I said a lot of weird things in this write-up, but just go check out Crave On. It's good. All right, I'm going to slow it down just for a moment with this new recent discovery.
You are the hunter.
That was Stevie Kin with Tough from her forthcoming release, Petals, due out on May 3rd. Something pretty haunting about that song. It's very minimal on first listen, but every time I've listened to it afterwards, I hear some new layer of twinkling keyboards or a whooshing sound that kind of adds to the depths. It's also a very mournful song. It's kind of heartbreaking, really. There's a video that goes along with it that's very sparse, featuring Stevie in an oversized suit, akin to David Byrne in Stop Making Sense, slowly dancing in a field, black and white. I mean, the description there doesn't do it justice, but it's really mesmerizing. It's kind of got like a David Lynch vibe to it, the lonesome David Lynch, not the creepy parts of David Lynch. I don't know much about Stevie Kin or the EP. I did read that it was recorded in South Africa and pieced together from various studio recordings and bedroom recordings, which I think is what's helping push that general sound, the bedroom production sound, the kind of roomy aesthetic that we had going on there. I'm really excited to hear more of it. So May 3rd. Thank you, Stevie Kin. All right, we're going to end this episode with a rather silly thing from Graham Ash. The band recently released a track called How to Indie Rock, an instructional guide. It's nearly 8 minutes long, and it's like a podcast in and of itself, but I found it legitimately amusing. It's certainly mocking the tropes of indie rock a little bit, but I don't know. I think indie rock can handle it. So here's a podcast within a podcast.
Thanks again for tuning in to Graham Ash. This week on Music Tutorial, we'll be talking about how to indie rock. There's a couple things you have to remember when you learn to write your first pop indie rock song. First thing you need to remember is getting the sound of the indie rock guitar. A lot of it comes from your spring reverb and your authentic chorus pedal. Hear that sing? For this song, we'll be using an F major 7 chord. Open. You can also voice it up on the neck, like this. Same, but different. Now one thing to keep in mind is you have to spin it. Add a little bit of air. Next, we're going to go to the 4. Perfect. Now if you turn that up, and you keep it up, you can add a melody, and maybe some lyrics about a summer day.
Mosquitoes on the porch, wrapping my head over the clear blue sky. Now, you're well on your way to writing your first indie rock song.
Congratulations! You've now got a leg up on the competition by having a perfect indie rock song to now record. Next up, what you're going to want to do is track some drums. I have pre-recorded some drums tracked here. You're going to want to do it in 4/4. Perfect! Now we're going to add some bass to the whole track. Now you want this to directly reflect the chords you've chosen. You're going to want to pick an F and a C, and maybe even a G for the chorus, like this. Great job! Now what we're going to do is lay some guitar on top of that. It's going to sound great. Here we go. Great job! Next up, what we're gonna do is add some keys. Now, we're just going to pad the original song. It's just for texture. Don't worry about playing anything interesting. Next up, what we're going to do is add a synth lead to that and a delayed guitar. Together? All right. So this is a studio recording, meaning that it's mastered for your listening pleasure. Tell me how you like it. And with a little bit of luck and a lot of indie, you can get something very similar to this. All right. This one's called Summer Porch.
With a little bit of luck and a lot of indie. That's great. I love it. I love that it actually ends with a full song that meets all of their own criteria. I'd be willing to bet that song, the fake, quote-unquote fake song, Summer Porch, probably ends up being on whatever forthcoming release the band has in the future. They may be mocking the sound, but they do it very well. I mean, maybe their instructions actually work. They also released a non-podcast, non-instructional track called Sunless Summer Skies that I recommend checking out. So this song will be linked on the episode detail page. You will see the other song linked there. Click on that and listen to it. They're not a joke band. This just happens to be an amusing thing that I could not prevent myself from sharing. The energy of that narrator. Too good. All right. That's it. I hope you enjoyed the selections this week, and if there's anything you think I'm gravely overlooking or should have included, hit me up. You can find us at We Own This Town on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also get in touch with us on weownthistown.net from our contact page. Our show music is from Upright T-Rex Music. Check them out at uprighttrexmusic.com. Thank you, Ross and Cody. And yeah, go check out our podcasts. Follow our shows. We Own This Town. Do a search on the Google, the Spotify, the Apple Podcasts, the Google Podcasts, anywhere. Just search for We Own This Town. See what comes up. Surely something interesting will be there. Thanks for listening. Bye. Welcome to NFL Draft Weekend. Just kidding. No one cares about the NFL. Just kidding. I care about the NFL. Think of the tourism dollars.